High and Low, Maish Seibel, M.D. The summer between the 6th and 7th grade, I had a growth spurt that caught the attention of the 7th grade basketball coach. I literally went from low to high. During my gym class, Coach Galbraith approached me to try out for Blocker Junior High basketball team. I immediately accepted, and though I was at no risk of being recruited for the NBA, I made the team. We spent our time doing the basics, blocking out other rebounders, dribbling, shooting layup shots, and running up and down the court, getting into shape. And after a few months, we were deemed ready to play our first game. Oh, it was very exciting because it was an away game and we had to take a bus ride to get to the other team's gym. As we changed clothes into our maroon Blocker Demons uniforms and jogged out onto the court, I could not have been more excited. During the warm-ups, we went through the same practice drills that we did in practice. Block out other rebounders, dribble down the court, and shoot layup shots. I could feel my heart racing fast and my muscles warming up. I was game ready and ready to score my first official basket. The sum of the talent on the floor was still in its infancy, and the scoreboard seemed more like a soccer game than a basketball game. But we were winning. First, it was 2-0. Then I scored a layup shot, and it was 4-0. Then one of the other team got fouled and was able to swish in one of his two free throws. So the score was 4-1. And my team continued to dominate. 6-1. Then 8-1. Then they got another free throw and it was 8-2. And I scored another layup and it was 10-2. There were only minutes remaining in the game, and I was hoping to score one more time. The ball went up, and I did just as I had done 100 times in practice. I blocked out the other players, grabbed the rebound, dribbled the length of the court, and with only seconds on the clock, gently shot a layup shot. Score! The stands erupted. Both the home team and our team, which left me a bit confused. And then it hit me. In my enthusiasm to score, I had dribbled to the wrong basket and scored 2 points for the other team. I had scored more points than anyone else on my team, making me high point man. And since the other team had 2 players who scored only 1 point each, I was high point man for both teams. I don't know if that ever happened again, but for me, it was definitely high and low.